It became a common occurrence in New York, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani walking to the podium talking about Iran's real face.
My government is prepared to leave no stone unturned in seeking a mutually acceptable solution.
But after a meeting of Iran's foreign minister and world powers, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was still skeptical.
Needless to say, one meeting and a change in tone, which was welcome, doesn't answer those questions yet, and there's a lot of work to be done.
Iran's foreign minister called the same meeting constructive, while sticking to Tehran's bottom line.
As we move forward, there has to be removal of sanctions, and in the end game, there has to be a total lifting of all sanctions.
Getting there is still likely to be tricky. Despite Iran's repeated and renewed denials, many in the West are not convinced Tehran is ready to give up on acquiring nuclear weapons. And Iran's unveiling of new drones capable of carrying missiles isn't likely to ease such concerns. Reaction in Iran has been reserved. Seemingly little disappointment, a hoped-for meeting between President Rouhani and U.S. President Barack Obama failed to materialize.
If the Americans take one step forward, we'll take two, so that we can achieve a result.
The reason we didn't agree to meet them is because of their arrogant nature.
Still, during a news conference Friday, President Rouhani said he was satisfied with how things went. Ellen Lapson is director of the Stimson Center.
I think he did what he was supposed to do. He made a conciliatory engagement with the world's public, not just the U.S.
Some analysts say the two leaders' failure to meet shows Iran sees the nuclear talks and relations with the U.S. as two distinct issues that can be addressed separately, with nuclear talks taking top priority. Any final decision on either still resides with the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Joe Cerencioni with the nonprofit Plowshares Fund.
He's going to test the waters. If it works, he wins. He shows that diplomacy under his rule has worked. If it fails, he also wins. His view that the U.S. can't be trusted has been validated.
Hanging over the diplomatic efforts are concerns about Israel, which accuses Iran of using this new outreach to stall for more time to build a nuclear weapon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to address the United Nations Tuesday. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Then an attack on one member country would be considered an attack on all. And NATO's red line helped keep the peace in Europe for nearly half a century. President Kennedy said a red line